We're very pleased to say we are currently joined on air with Dylan from Kitchen Boy. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
That's good. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. It is a pleasure to have you on our show. We've been absolutely loving your newest single, On Notice. Absolute banger. We've had it on repeat. Loving it. How does it feel for it to be released out there to the public?
Yeah, very good, actually. I like the song. It's like a lot more like what I've been listening to recently. Honestly, I don't usually listen to my own music, but sometimes I get a cheeky listen in every now and then to this one, which I suppose is a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had it on repeat. I'm a big fan of the newest single.
Yeah, it's so good.
Did you want to tell us a bit about the inspos behind the newest track?
Yeah, for sure. So I've just been writing heaps recently, and wanted to sort of explore what it sounds like to go a bit more post-punk from, like, we've always been sort of bright poppy jangle, and then I've always loved like post-punky sort of darker stuff. And so sort of always thought that it was only one step away from, you know, Curie sort of post-punky stuff like that. I was like, oh, what happens if we make it a little darker and a little more more interesting? And that's where this one ended up. It's good. I mean trying to take a bit more inspiration from like 80s post-punk and like a bit of Cold Wave, like Molchat Doma, that sort of thing. And yeah, hoping it's going all right.
Yeah. No, it's sounding cool. I suppose you've already mentioned this, but we were just wondering, with like the music that's to come, I suppose, is this a new direction that you guys are fulfilling at? Because just going off the cover, even, it's like got some more darker tones, and like I noticed that there was like sonically a bit more synth on this one. I suppose it ties into like the 80s kind of like post-punk maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely a direction. I've sort of written stuff like this for a really long time, but never really felt like it fit into KB. And then so I was a bit like, well, you know what, screw it, let's see if like this darker, more moody stuff that I've been writing could work. And I guess it's like sort of somewhere in between from like how I, you know, would like have written it originally, and then sort of brought a little bit brighter to what like KB is. So I've had a couple of like other sort of projects in my head where I've written a whole bunch of music for them that's like a lot more dark and moody and that, and I was like, but it's like a lot of my time goes into Kitchen Boy, so it's like I know it's good to try and find a middle road where I can release some of that stuff and tour it and stuff like we do with KB, so it's been good. We'll definitely have more like it. There's a bunch more in the tank that I've been writing recently, so slowly drip that through over the next few months, hopefully.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I mean, like we've been mentioning a few times, you can definitely sense the song is kind of going into a different genre, but it still is Kitchen Boy. It's still got that unique, like, very much your own sound. So it's flowing really nicely into a different kind of realm, like, of genre a little bit, which is very exciting. And you mentioned as well you're doing some tours, and you've been touring, currently on tour, came to New Zealand earlier on as well. Can you tell us a bit about how it is like writing music, getting all that ready, but then also being so busy touring lately? How has balancing everything been?
Not good. It's hard, honestly. It's very hard. We've been touring just so much this year. This year's kind of like kicked our asses, and we've just been all over and trying to find times here and there to write, and like I'll go in little bursts when I have time. But we all work full time still. Like I'm a mechanic and the drummer's an engineer and like that sort of thing. So, you know, we're doing tours here, there and everywhere on the weekends, and like last weekend we played 4 shows and then straight back to work.
Oh,
even to the point where
long.
I had to drive back from Cam.
We
did the 8-hour drive back from Canberra at
8 hours
last Sunday. Got home at 4:30 in the morning so that Carlos, the bassist, could make it to a class that he was teaching.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Because his flight got cancelled.
That's insane. Yeah,
so it's hard. It's a hard balance.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys seem to be onto it, though. Yeah, so just with the touring, you guys, I just saw that you played with Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers and the Grogans, and that was on, was it the Fix It With Salt tour? And then currently you're on with Betty Ray's for the Sooner or Later tour. How has that experience been, just playing with those sorts of bands?
Yeah, great. Teen Jesus are old friends of ours. We met them back when we sort of... when we started touring. They actually took us on our first national tour that we ever did, which was nice. So, old friends of ours.
Yeah.
Grogans are sort of from the area we're from as well. So it's not like too far from home, and it's pretty nice going on tour with them. It's so sick seeing them, kind of blowing up, which is mad to, like, get to sort of look up to them. Always have looked up to them. They're fucking all awesome musicians, so yeah, it's great. It was like kind of a reunion, honestly, which was nice.
No, that's really wholesome. Just with, like, I suppose spending so much time with those bands specifically and, like, hearing them play and that sort of thing, can we expect to hear any influences from those guys and their music in any of the music upcoming, or is it pretty, like, they stick to their music, you stick to yours, or, like, what's the go?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's sort of moving in their own directions, I suppose. Like, I think all three bands, like Kitchen Boy, Grogans and Teen Jesus, all sort of, you know, everybody kind of starts in one place and then decides on a direction to move towards.
Mm.
And we're sort of moving towards more of a post-punky sort of thing. And, I don't know, Teen Jesus, they've always been pretty punk. Some of their stuff's getting more punk and some of their stuff's getting more pop, and it's interesting to see.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely inspired by, like, how they work and stuff and all that sort of thing. And, like, their punkier stuff I really liked. Like, we sort of try to play a bit more rocky and heavy live. Like, we've always been super jangly recorded, but then when we play, we get a bit more sort of heavy. And I think Teen Jesus are the same. And same with the Grogans as well. So, yeah, but the Teen Jesus have this really quick song from their latest album. It's like, goes for like 30 seconds or something. It's really thrashy. I fucking love that song. So I don't know, something in that sort of thrashier realm, that stuff really inspires me. And
their
thrashier moment that I love so much. So
yeah, that's very exciting to see kind of the music you guys are gonna develop into more. And on that note, have you guys got any other tracks recorded and ready to be released in the future anytime soon?
Nothing recorded, but this year we've kind of shown that when push comes to shove, we can sort of turn a demo into a recorded and released song in some pretty ridiculous turnarounds.
Yeah.
Like On Notice and The Perfect Excuse were both pretty fleshed out demos that got turned into mastered tracks within about 3 weeks of beginning the recording process.
Yeah.
I think maybe
that's
two
so
or three
sick.
Weeks. So we've got a bunch in the, we've got a bunch in the chamber that are, like, ready to go. It's just, like, you know, when we get a break from touring, we'll go, okay, which song is it? It's this one. Let's fucking go. And
then
press the go button and try and bang it out. But yeah, hopefully we'll get a bit more time to relax
definitely.
Be a bit more, less frantic about the recording process with the next ones. But yeah, there's a bunch of music sort of ready to go. We just need to have a moment's time to lay it down.
For sure. No, that is so exciting. I'm so excited to see these new, I don't know, this kind of new direction that Kitchen Boy's heading into, with a little bit more post-punky vibes, which just definitely has a special place in my heart, some post-punk music. So definitely looking forward to hearing all of that. And then surely another show
in New Zealand
at some point, a Dunedin visit even.
I was shattered we actually didn't make it to Dunedin last time. And we loved New Zealand. Like, we had such a blast. We sort of realised financially it's like not that crazy compared to playing Brisbane or something.
Oh,
we play Brisbane all the time, so
yeah
we're like we're super keen to come back. We just gotta, logistically, it's a bit we'll get over there, I think, probably next year, hopefully. Yeah.
Suppose the drive back would be a little bit longer than 8 hours.
But that would be so sick to see you guys live here in New Zealand, surely sometime next year, and to see what music is coming out from you guys in the future. Thanks again so much for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
Awesome. Here is the newest track on Notice from Kitchen Boy, and keep it locked on The One. You're
more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.